This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave.
Shopping. You are doing it wrong, but it's not your fault. You're caught in a classic catch-22. You need to work all week in order to have money to spend on the weekend. But if you wait until Saturday to step foot in a store, you've already missed the bargains. So what's a savvy spender to do? We pose the question today to Katie Hill. She's the consumer reporter for MarketWatch. And thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So what with so many people working flex time and weekends and freelancing and telecommuting, how many Americans still shop primarily on the weekends and how much are they spending then?
Most of them. So Fridays and Saturdays, people tend to spend about 40% more than they do on Mondays and Tuesdays, which are the days that people shop the least. So, of course, it makes sense. We all work jobs. We don't have time to shop during the week sometimes. But yeah, most people are doing their shopping on Fridays and Saturdays, when really the reality is most of the deals are kind of midweek on a lot of different kinds of things.
Well, right. How do prices for consumer goods on the weekends compare to what the same things cost during the week?
So sometimes the prices are the same, but it's an inventory issue. So take groceries, for example. Most people do their grocery shopping on Saturday. It's way above what they do during the week. But here's the thing. So most grocery stores release those circulars and their deals around Tuesdays or Wednesdays. They also happen to get shipments of groceries, of all the new stuff, right around then. Now, this isn't a perfect science, but it's pretty close. So Wednesday is when they tend to release the deals. Plus, they tend to get shipments in earlier in the week. So if you want the best deals for the, you know, with the most inventory, you're often best off shopping for groceries on Wednesday. But of course, people feel like they don't have time, so they do it on a Saturday.
Well, and that doesn't even count for just good deals. You're getting the freshest merchandise too on Wednesdays, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in general, and of course, this is sort of something you need to play around with at your own grocery store. Like, oh, okay, you can sort of see what's happening, even ask people. But yeah, it tends to be Wednesday freshest produce and when they're releasing those deals. So you can combine that to really get the best stuff at the best price.
Well, are there secret best days of the week for pretty much everything? And a friend of mine just made fun of me for shopping at some big discount
big
store on a Friday. Right.
Yeah.
She said, don't you know it's Tuesdays there?
I mean, there are for a lot of things. So clothing, for example, this tends to be best on a Wednesday or a Thursday because a lot of these big clothing retailers release sales, which they're hoping to put, you know, they're hoping people will go shopping on like, you know, Friday or Saturday, actually. So they release these deals on Wednesday or Thursday, kind of in preparation for the weekend. But there's so many avid couponers that are like, oh, deals released, I'm getting this right now, that by the time Saturday has rolled around, the inventory is much more picked through. So you're much better off really taking that coupon, that deal that's being released on a Wednesday, Thursday, that's when they tend to do it, and going for it right away if you can.
Well, you are making shopping sound so much like a hunt, a sport, a competitive
That's how
sport.
I like it.
Well, okay, so I hardly ever go out to eat on Saturday nights because it's just too crowded.
It's crazy.
And
yeah.
Loud. It's so loud.
Crazy, yeah.
But what night should I be eating out to get a better deal? Taco Tuesdays?
Yeah, Tuesday tends to be the sweet spot for restaurants because it's notoriously the slowest time for the restaurant industry. So here's what they do. You'll see a lot of things like half-price bottle of wine, free appetizer. Sometimes those big chains will do kids eat free. That tends to be on a Tuesday. So if you can switch date night or whatever it is from Saturday night, you know, to Tuesday night, so go out on a Tuesday, stay home and cook on a Saturday, you avoid the crowds and you tend to get better deals because they're really just trying to get consumers into the restaurant, trying to pull you in with deals. And so they'll unleash a lot of them on Tuesdays.
Well, probably our Marketplace Money listeners are motivated, definitely, by a lot of this information, and thank you for it. But you can't always change your life that much. Well, what have you done to change your habits in order to save some money?
That is an interesting question. So, yeah, no, and I agree. It's very hard to do your shopping during the week. I mean, that's just not a reality.
It's a drag.
But look, yeah, it is. You're just like, oh, I'm exhausted. But it's kind of worth it. So, for instance, clothing shopping, you can get a lot of those same deals that you can get in store on Wednesdays and Thursdays online. So if you have a lunch break or something and you're seeing a great deal, pop online. That's one way to do it. Yeah, I mean, and it's just if you can carve out an hour or two right after work just to get some errands done. But I know it's really hard for people. So if you just change one time, like if you can just squeeze in that grocery shopping one week, and then if you're going to get clothes shopping, do that next week, and just one little piece by piece at a time, that might be the easiest thing. But I do know it's really hard for people. When you're working, you're tired.
No, I guess you can build new habits too, right?
Right.
But on the converse of that, is there any benefit to sticking with tradition and shopping on the weekend?
convenience is really the big thing, because that's when you have the day off. But I mean, occasionally, so it looks from the data that I looked at, like sometimes accessories and books tend to be kind of better deals on weekends. Sometimes you get pretty good deals on appliances on Sundays. So there's some deals to be had on the weekends, but it's, you know, it tends to be less. It tends to be the middle of the week when you're seeing deals on everything from entertainment to restaurants to clothes, because that's when businesses are slowest and kind of unleashing that in some ways. So, you know, kind of depends.
You said books. I like to think of people going out to buy books still.
I know. Me too. Me too.
Katie Hill, consumer reporter for MarketWatch. Thanks so much for this. Nice talking with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.